And just remember this, I'm bursting for a wee.
Wow. It's trench tips, and today, Jack, I want to get into something that I'm hearing a lot of people struggling with. And I love it when people say I'm hearing a lot of people struggling with, because they're actually not, and they're just saying that to add a little bit of emphasis on what they want to talk about. But I've done it.
It's good,
okay?
Though. I like it. It's good.
I'm dispelling the myth. So I want to talk about enterprise selling, okay? And one of the things that we know about enterprise selling, according to Gartner or someone like that, that typically a enterprise sell has as little as 8 decision makers and as many as 20 or something like that. I mean, that sounded like I knew what I was talking about, didn't it? But something like that. Let's think of it as there's going to be multiple decision makers. So you're out there selling. I'm selling influence. And I've got a meeting with a decision maker. I tried my best to get all decision makers on board, okay? I can see you in the comments. Hey, get all the decision makers. I've tried. All right, Deborah? I've tried my hardest. But try as I might, I've got a decision maker and there's other decision makers that will need to be involved. And the conversation hits that point. Well, look, I'll take this away. I'll go and speak to Brian in procurement. I'll go and speak to this regional director in North Colorado. Yeah?
Yeah.
And now what, Jack? Now what are we left with? We're left with problems. And what are those problems, sir?
Those problems could be they take it away and they sell us in a way that we don't want to be sold. They say we do things that we don't do. They say we don't do things that we do do. They might say a variety of different things, but there's a lot of gaps. There's disconnects. So they might be thinking, I'm not sure. Based on that story, I don't know if that is the fit to what they need.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to give you people at home a little solution. I'm not going to package it up in a story either and disrespect you in that way. I'm not going to just give you a story that I've just made up to illustrate the point. I'm just going to give you just the meat, right?
Just facts, just hard.
I'm just going to give you facts. Just the straight facts.
Facts.
So I'm liking this thing at the minute called the empty chair, right, Jack? So what I'm doing is I'm saying, okay, well, look, I appreciate you've got to go and speak to someone else. If there was an empty chair in this meeting and they came and sat in it and they said, what have I missed? What would you tell them?
Oh, great.
Yeah? And then we're going to keep playing with that, right? So what you can do then is almost have this imaginary conversation. Mm. So then you say, well, I'll tell them, you know, how I think you'd be able to help. So they start relaying that back to you. And you can start peppering in objections. Okay, yeah, but look, I'm not going to make it easy on you. They might say, we've already got something like that. What are you going to tell them then?
Mm.
Well, then I'll tell them that, it's not fulfilling what it was supposed to fulfill. It's not really working. We need to look for something else. But then they might say, but we've not got budget till next quarter. I'm going to keep playing the game almost like the empty chair is the ultimate devil's advocate. I've got to be tongue-in-cheek when I do it. I've got to deliver it with a bit of tongue-in-cheek. But as I do, what am I doing when I'm throwing those out? What am I getting them to do?
Defend it. It's great for motivation. It really, really is. And you know what? You might have seen somebody on Instagram or TikTok selling like gym equipment or like gym passes or personal training or whatever it is. And they say, but I think that is one of the great questions is, okay, well, when you go to your business partner, when you go to X, Y, or Z, and they say, listen, we've done this. We've done it in the past. It doesn't work. We shouldn't do it. What are you going to say? And it's a great tester to get their buy-in. Because if we're talking with a decision maker or a champion or an influencer, whatever it may be, how motivated are they to actually fight your corner? And if they give up quite easy, well, then that kind of answers the questions. And we know that we need to get Deborah from account in our meeting.
Yes, exactly. And I'm going to give the people at home a bonus tip, right? That's the empty chair. Going to move in to the next area now. Now, I know there's people out there who I've got the technical product, yeah? And it's going via someone who's perhaps not technical to someone technical. So let's imagine I've sold it to your blue sky thinking CEO or something like that. Yeah, marketing director, right? And they're like, okay, well, look, let me take this away and speak to IT. Yeah, the CTO or something's got to be involved. You're like, oh, shit. This is where it could all go wrong? Firstly, Jack, set the scene for us. Why could it all go wrong there?
Because they're going to go away and try and explain something, and somebody technical is probably going to fill in the gaps from a logical standpoint. Well, logically, does it tick this box? Logically, does it do that? They want to sell us something on AWS. Is it on AWS? No, it's not on AWS. It's a CRM-based system. I sounded like I know what I was talking about there from a technical standpoint, didn't I?
You did. You did. And I've actually just coined a term as you were saying that, and I'm not going to say you put words in my mouth. I'm not going to say you inspired me.
Is but it an AWS called, system?
It's called the Idiot Shield.
The Idiot Shield.
Okay, now it's going to go something like this, Jack. It's going to say, well, look, when you, I know how CTOs can be, right? I don't want you to feel like an idiot because I feel like an idiot talking to them all day in my job. So if they say to you, I don't know, let me think. If they say to you, is this cloud-based or do we have to have it as part of our on-premise system? What are you going to tell them?
I'm going to say, I don't know.
Okay, all right. Well, let me note that one down. I don't know. Give me, because I'll come back to these and be able to help you. Okay. And if they say, how does it integrate with our ISO accreditation around data protection and those sort of things? Because those are the things that make them nervous. What are you going to say to that?
You'd have to ask that one.
Okay. Okay, well, do you know what? I could put you out of your misery, but it's probably a bit of a silly idea.
Yeah, go on. No such thing as a silly idea.
Well, why don't we, because I imagine they're going to have these questions if they're anything like our CTO, why don't we put some in the diary, me, you and them, bang these questions out, and then at the end of that, if it's actually not a fit, at least we all know I'm not chasing you and we can move on with our lives. What do you think? Does that sound silly?
No, that doesn't sound silly. I love that. I also think when you're selling to C-suite, like there's that ego, there's that pride involved. People don't want to look like an idiot. Do they?
No, they don't. But I don't mind looking like an idiot.
No. I'm not gonna do it. I respect you too much and I refuse to watch. When was the most you've ever felt like an idiot?
You know, when I was younger, right, I was walking home with these two girls that and I thought it was quite cool because I was walking home with two girls. And this girl came up to us all and went, why are you walking home with him? He's the ugliest person in the world. Yeah, and it really made me feel like an idiot.
That's nasty. Remember when we were on the tube and that guy sat there and we were just sat in silence? That guy went, my brother, he's the most idiot ever.
Oh, and we just laughed at him. So maybe we made him feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, you want to give people the task this week because you've not done one in a while?
I've not done one in a while, but you know what's been very, very interesting? People have been going back to some of the old episodes saying, can I get the money for this?
Can I get 50 quid? Yeah. Yeah.
And unfortunately, there was a guy that was very, very quick. He said I was the first one. The video's only been up 8 minutes. But
I think we make this one easier on people then, if that's the case.
Yeah.
I think it should be something about commenting on the video, sharing the video. Just something to do with just the video so that actually we make it a bit easier on them.
Okay. And rather than giving a large amount, should we do something nice? Everybody
like
that comments just says, you get 30 quid. Amazon voucher,
right,
obviously, for tax purposes. But if you comment right, something nice on YouTube, you like, subscribe, whatever it is, do the things, you get 30 quid. Amazon, screenshot it. Send it to Zach. Zach does all the banking stuff and all the Amazon stuff. Just send
it
to Zach, and we'll get you 30 quid over. Is that fair?
I think that's more than fair. Just to make it easier, and then maybe the next episode we go back to the old.
Yeah, yeah.
Trick.
And the comments can be anything.
You've got
to
comment,
like.
Comment and like, and subscribe if you're not subscribed.
Just nice and easy. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Nice. All right. We'll go with that then.
Cool. Yeah. Happy 30 quid. Easy.
Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.
Ha